The State Department issues its annual human rights report today. One focus will be the U.S. effort to keep the internet open and available for people around the world. Activists throughout the Arab world have used Facebook and Twitter to organize protests. So many governments there have been trying to crack down on social media. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports on the State Department's response.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has described the internet as the modern-day town square, and her point person on human rights and democracy, Michael Posner, says he's working on ways to keep that space open.
This is sort of a cat-and-mouse game, and governments are constantly developing new techniques to go after critics, to go after dissenters. We're trying to stay ahead of the curve and trying to basically provide both technology, training, and diplomatic support to allow people to freely express their views.
Posner says the State Department has trained about 5,000 activists on new technology and spent $22 million on ways to help them get around government firewalls in places like China and Iran. The department is finalizing plans to spend another $28 million on new technology to protect websites from denial of service attacks, ensure privacy in text messages, and help out activists like those in Syria who are being rounded up by authorities.
When somebody gets arrested in Syria, there have been hundreds of arrests, the government grabs the phone and looks at your list of contacts. So one of the things we're doing is working with some young technology types to figure out how do you erase the list before they get their hands on it, a kind of a panic button.
Esra Abdel Fattah didn't have that when she was detained in Egypt 3 years ago. Known as the Facebook Girl, she is co-founder of the April 6 movement, one of the groups that organized protests that toppled Hosni Mubarak's regime. Abdel Fattah was here in Washington this week and told NPR that she's still pushing to keep the internet open in her country as one way to ensure that the revolution stays on track.
We need to continue using these tools for campaigning, for propaganda, for reaching people, for discussions with people in very fast way.
She's not only trying to communicate with Egyptians, but says she's often on Facebook and Twitter to exchange views with other activists in the region.
And then now we have connections with people from Yemen and from Bahrain, Syria, and we try to exchange experience between each other.
In an interview in the Office of Human Rights First, the organization that hosted her here, Abdel Fattah said she's been seeking some advice. She's hoping to form a political party in Egypt and possibly run for parliament. The main way the U.S. can help, she says, is to insist on the rule of law, including in the field of communications. Assistant Secretary of State Posner discussed that with her this week.
The fact is the government shut down the internet in 24 hours. So one of the things we talked about is, can you, as a matter of state policy, start to allow more internet providers direct access into the country so it becomes more difficult for a future government to shut things down?
He says he's both optimistic and somewhat anxious about Egypt these days. And more broadly, he's worried that many governments around the world are obsessed with control, spending millions of dollars on technology to crack down on dissent. The assistant secretary says he thinks his job is to make sure activists can get the technology they need to protect themselves and to fight back. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.